Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of The Culture Works, co-author along with Adrian Gostick of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, and I know you know better than that. You know I have peeps that carry the books. I don't have to carry them. That's the author of The Orange Principle and the Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution. But the new book that I love this title is called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, great to be with you. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book. I'm just going to make a recording of that, Chester. I'm just going to have a recording. Congratulations on the new book, Chester. And then whenever you're on the show, I'm just going to push the button every time. I shouldn't have to just keep saying it over and over again. You guys are like book machines.
We are. This is actually our eighth book.
I believe it.
Yeah, we've worked really hard. We've sold well over a million copies. We've got over 20 languages, and we're blessed. We get to speak all over the world, helping people create a better place to work.
Well, we've launched just about all of their books on the show before. All In is the new one, and I like the term All In because Adrian. I'm sorry, Chester. I got to put your name on the top of the book. The next book, Chester. I'm looking at the book here, and Adrian's name's first. Chester, we got to get your name on the top of the next book.
Well, I've talked to Adrian about that, and it's kind of like Lennon and McCartney. Paul wanted his name first, and it never happened.
Tell Adrian, I want you to be first next time, Chester. When I think of All In, I think of small business owners, because when it comes to when somebody says, how much does a small business owner risk when they start a business? And I say, everything. They're all in.
Yeah, they do.
They're all in.
And it's funny. You talk about placing your bet.
They have their own microculture of belief, because if they didn't believe in themselves, they wouldn't be all in.
That's right. You talk about small business owners in particular. You got to place your bet. And you place your bet every day as a small business owner. You really do. And I do love the expression there, because when you're passionate about your business, your life, when it's your blood every day, that's what you're doing. You're placing mm-hmm. that big bet every day.
Absolutely. Now, you guys studied a several hundred thousand survey, a study. You reviewed the results of questions, surveys that were asked of people. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, we worked with a group called Towers Watson. And Towers Watson, we had a database of over 300,000 people in their top-performing companies that they studied literally all over the world. So one of the things that we love about the way we work is that we do go in and we do case studies, we do focus groups, but we also look to the data. It's not just a nice story, because, Jim, I could tell you a story about, the Hard Rock Cafe or Zappos.com, and you could say, yeah, that works for them, rock and roll and getting uh-huh. crazy. But show me the model, show me the pattern that I need to make my business. Can you give me a model that's transferable? And I think that's what Adrian and I do really well. We create transferable models for companies and business owners, regardless of the industry you're in, because you and I have talked about this before. Let's face it, business comes down to your people, and people are people. Whether you're in the hotel industry
right.
or you've got a corner grocery store, you've got to get them buying in to your business.
Well, that's right, and the people. So what did you learn about managers, about management styles, about leadership characteristics when you made the study?
Well, great question. You know, what we learned about leaders is that obviously they have the biggest impact on the culture in the workplace. It's the leaders that establish that, what we call a culture of belief. And what we mean by that is, when your people show up to work for you, do they believe that they're important, that they're valued, and that they can make a difference? Now, the formula we talk about in the book is E plus E plus E. That you've got to get people engaged, and certainly that's, we've spent a lot of time and research on that. But you've got to enable them. You've got to give them the tools to get their job done. There's nothing worse than having, you know, an engaged employee that doesn't have the tools to get their job done, right? And then thirdly, how do you energize them? How do you, you know, how do you know how to get them excited about coming to work every day? And so what we found is if you didn't have all three, if you engagement plus enablement plus energize, you were never going to have a high performance team. Makes sense?
So, so if you don't have all three, you're not hitting on all cylinders. If you're going to have a culture of belief, you got to have all three of those. And I like what you said about that the culture comes from the leaders. When I was in the military, if I went into a new area, some area where there was a unit, and I met one of the privates, I could tell what kind of a commander that private had by talking to the private.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. We talk about when you create the right culture, you attract the right people, you reject the wrong people, you know. And it's kind of interesting, you know, you don't always want to create the big culture, you know, or a certain kind of culture. For example, we use the example in the book of the Apple store. You go to an Apple store, there's a certain culture there, there's a certain vibe, there's a certain buzz when you buy your Walkman. Well, you know, you can buy Walkmans at Radio Shacks as well. Now, there's nothing wrong with the Radio Shack culture.
Boy, that day, you know, you saying Walkman Chester really dates you. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Walkman. You know, an iPod.
Chester,
wow, look at me.
You know, I couldn't let that go. I could have just let that go, but I couldn't resist, Chester.
Boy, that is a generational left Freudian slip, isn't it?
There are 100 million Americans who are saying, what's a Walkman?
What the heck is a Walkman? Yeah. No, you know,
what is that, 1985? Was that 1985, Chester?
Oh, probably before.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it. Folks, the book is called All In. It's all about creating a culture of belief. You know, you've heard me talk about this before. What Napoleon is alleged to have said, that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. He was talking about a culture of belief. And when we come back, Chester is going to help us understand how you and I can create a culture of belief in our organizations. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny. He was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.